Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Eugene Ledbetter would climb a tree to get to tell you a lie when he could stand on the ground and tell you the truth. I mean, it got bad. The deacons in the church and the pastor of the church decided something needed to be done. Eugene's a great fella. He is. He's a pretty good old boy. But he just feels like he's got to lie all the time. The preacher said, listen, let's go over to Eugene Ledbetter's house, the deacons of the church, and the preacher. Let's sit down and tell him the most bodacious, outlandish, damnable lie that's ever been told in the history of the world, and sit down with a straight face and tell it to Eugene for the truth. And he'll see how ridiculous it is for good people to lie, and maybe it'll help him stop lying. They said, all right, preacher, who's going to be the spokesman? Preacher said, I am. They went over to Eugene Ledbetter's house, knocked on the door. Eugene said, glad to see you. Come in and sit down. Preacher said, Eugene, would you believe that last Lord's Day, while I was preaching and the Spirit of the Lord was moving, the back door of the church opened, and down the aisle of the church was a big old, huge, vicious, brindle-colored grizzly bear, and right behind him, chasing him, was a little old bitty black and white fast dog. And that bear squatted right by the Lord's supper table, right in front of the pulpit. And that little old bitty black and white fast dog jumped on him, and they commenced to fight. Oh, they wallered down the first eight rows of pews in the church. Women are fainting. Hair is flying. Fur is flying. Oh, they was fighting. You ain't never seen such a vicious fight. And when the fur quit flying and the hair quit flying, that little old bitty small black and white fast dog had completely whooped that big vicious brittle colored grizzly bear, and not only whooped him but consumed him. Said, Eugene, you believe that? Eugene said, heck yeah, I believe it. That was my dog.
Just who the fool could be. But this time There's one from Johnny Rodriguez called Foolin' for you. Great song from Johnny, one of his big hits from a few years ago. We're so excited about the Malpas Brothers returning to the Llano Country Opry. They'll be performing on Saturday, July the 9th. And that's going to be at the Lantex Theater for two shows, a 2:30 afternoon show, a 7:30 evening show, right here at in the heart of Texas. The Malpas Brothers, you can get your tickets at heartoftexascountry.com. That's heartoftexascountry.com. Here's the Malpas Brothers doing one called Hello Walls.
Hello Walls. Halloween. Well, I see that you're still here. Don't you miss her? Since my darling disappeared. Well, now look here. It's not a teardrop in the corner of your pain. You try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she came. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her.
All the Malpas Brothers for you. Once again, they'll be in Llano July the 9th. They'll be in Seguin, Texas with us, if anybody's listening to us on knelradio.com down around Seguin, Texas. You can catch them in Seguin on Sunday, July the 10th. So looking forward to that. Tickets at heartoftexascountry.com. That's heartoftexascountry.com. As I mentioned earlier in the program, we'll be visiting with Donna Fargo about her new project, her new album coming up at about 7:30 this evening right here at KNEL. So it's always a pleasure to have Donna Fargo with us on the radio, and it's been a while since she's joined us. So we're excited to have Miss Donna Fargo visiting with us this evening here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show. Let's go back and pick up one of her all-time great hits, million-selling song called Funny Face.
Colors in my rainbow turn blue. your feelings, as I sometimes do. And I say those mean things that we know are not true. You forgive my childish way, you hold me close and say,
Fargo doing one of our great hits called A Funny Face here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program for tonight. Of course, the big 4th of July weekend coming up this weekend as well. And so hope if you're going out and about that you take extra precautions, especially if you're out on the roadways. Lots of folks out there, and they will be throughout the entire weekend. Here's the Bellamy Brothers. The Bellamy Brothers for you. Here's one for Zane tonight. Here's Merle Haggard.
Good night. high to get a happy. I just think about what's in store. When people start doing what they ought to be doing, if they won't be booing no more. When a president goes through the White House door, does what he says he'll do. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew.
Good to hear from Margie. She's listening to us in Waco, Texas tonight, and she mentioned our Bobby Flores tribute that we did last week and wanted to know if I would replay this song that we played last week. And this was a tune that Daryl McCall wrote, and Bobby Flores not only recorded it, but he also titled one of his CDs, 11 Roses.
Hi, This is Bobby Bear, and you're listening to KNEL 95.3 FM with your host, Tracy Pitcox. Enjoy the show and some true country music.
For you, one called Shame on Me tonight on the Hits Radio program. Mentioning Donna Fargo being with us this evening on the Hits Radio show tonight. This is a song off of Donna's new project, and it's called All Because of You is the name of the project. And this is a song called I Think of You. Here's Donna Fargo.
Up early and I'm still lying here in bed. I drift back over yesterday and think of you. I lie here all alone, remembering all the things you said, thinking how it all goes on and on. I think of you. And I get lost in the crowd, sometimes they're talking up a storm. I keep trying to pay attention while I think of you. As I look into their eyes, all I see is you and me together in my memories. I think of you. I'm always somewhere in between, trying not to give you up, trying to go on and on. I think of you. I guess I'd rather have this memory of you than someone else in my arms. I just wonder, what do you do? They say it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. And if I never love again, I'll think of you like an unfinished song. No one but me will ever hear, playing only in my heart and mind. I'll think of you. And I just wanted you to know that I will always wish you well, wherever you may be. And I think of you. I hope life's treating you just right and you're happy as can be. I can't do much with this memory but think of you. I'm always somewhere in between, trying not to give you up, trying to
think of you. I guess I'd rather have this memory of you than someone else in my arms. I just wonder, what do you do? Can it ever be all over when we never said goodbye? I don't guess you'll ever know how much I think of you. Love needs to be shared like dreams need to come true. I mean, it seems like I should do more than just think of you. I'm always somewhere in between, trying not to give you up, trying to go on and on. I think of you. I guess I'd rather have this memory of you than someone else in my arms. I just wonder, what do you do?
Great Donna Fargo for you this afternoon here at KNEL, and Don't Be Angry With Me, Darling. I was mentioning the last few days that we're so delighted to have Donna Fargo joining us, and she's with us on the phone. Good afternoon, Donna.
Hello, Tracy. How are you?
I'm doing great, and it's so good to talk to you.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. I just want to thank you, Tracy, for all you do for country music. And you're just a great role model for all of us, and you're number one. You're one of the good guys.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. That's so sweet of you. And I've got to tell my Donna Fargo story here before we get started. You know, I was about 18, 19 years old. And my friend Boyd Turner, you remember Boyd, one of your one of your biggest fans. We were in Las Vegas, and we saw a big poster there that said Donna Fargo appearing at the Golden Nugget. And I was absolutely just knocked out because I had not had that opportunity to see you yet.
Aww.
And so we went over there to get tickets and found out you were doing, I think you were doing two shows a day for like 3 days.
Right.
Boyd and I went to every one of your shows while we were there.
Wow. Well, thank you.
We just germed you to death that 3 days.
Cool. That is great. Thank you for telling me that.
Well, we're so excited. You've got a new record out called All Because of You. Tell me how this project came about, Donna.
Okay. Well, these are songs that I've written and recorded and that Stan produced in the last few years. We had plans to put them out in the not-too-distant future. Unfortunately, in April of last year, Stan was hospitalized with COVID, and after 7 days, he died there. And it was such a shock to my system because we were just believing that we were both going to get well from that stuff. But anyway, as a result of it, I just had no music in me. And I was in grief and prayer, and I said, God, you got to help me here. And anyway, he did. I was walking through the hall, and I opened this cabinet door, didn't know why I was opening it. And I found all these CDs together that Stan had already mixed and mastered. And I thought, wow. After I listened to them, I just knew I was supposed to release the music for those who would care about it and for the people who supported me throughout my career. It really got me back into life. And I tell the story on the inside of the CD cover that tells goes into a little more detail, but God is good. Now, I think Stan had a hand in it.
Well, for people that don't know, Stan was just about as important to your career as you were, Donna.
Oh, absolutely. I give him all the credit. I don't even know if there'd be a Donna Fargo without a Stan Silver, and he produced all my hit records, actually. And we were just a great team, and I loved him with all my heart.
Well, your new single that you have out now is called One of the Good Guys, and I heard you dedicated that to Stan. And I know that particular song has a lot of meaning to you.
Oh, yeah. I love this song, and it's one of my favorite songs I've ever written, actually. It was inspired by Stan, and my hope, though, Tracy, was that, and still is, that people can relate to it. Because, you know, songwriters want to write songs that people can relate to so that they can come from a personal place. But a lot of people have been through this type of thing, you know. And I want the people to think of the good guys in their lives and let it be a positive meaning for them so that they will be sure to tell the good guys in their lives that they are that to them, you know, because we need all the positive stuff we can find in this world, especially now.
You're right.
And people are loving it, and we have 8x10 and 11x14 posters of the lyrics for the people who want to give to, you know, give the lyric sheet to someone special in their life. And people are buying them for their husbands and fathers and friends and brothers, and even had one lady buy one for her mother. She wasn't gender specific with it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
A girl can be a good guy too, right?
That's right. You know, because we're always saying, hey, guys.
That's right. So your team put together just a great video in regards to that song, One of the Good Guys. Was the content, was that video your idea?
Well, it was, and the team here, especially Brenda Madden, who also did the cover of the CD, She's a very talented lady. She did all the technical work. But we tried to tell the story of the lyrics and include pictures of Stan and me and pictures of people who were important to our careers. The pictures include members of my family and Stan's, people in the music business, and you, Tracy Pitcox, did you see your picture?
I did. I was very surprised and very, very shocked. It kind of made me cry. I want you to know.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, you're very important to country music and all the artists out there. We love you, Tracy Pitcox.
Well, love you, too. Now, you grew up in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I know you recently had some friends that came and visited you there, but I'm a huge Andy Griffith fan, and, of course, Andy also being from that area. Do you have any memories of Andy, maybe?
You know, I don't, Tracy. I knew his sidekick, George Lindsay.
Yeah.
When I was teaching school in Southern California, I had a record out called Daddy. This was before Happiest Girl. And George heard it on KBBQ in Burbank. And he contacted me and asked me to write him a song. And I said, well, I'm just a new writer. I don't have much experience, but I'll try. But everybody loved Andy. But anyhow, George lived in Nashville, so we'd run into each other every now and then. And I actually wrote him a song called Georgia Peach, and he recorded it. And it gave me confidence, you know, as a new writer.
Yeah.
But I also, get this, Tracy, I pitched him Funny Face, but thank God he turned it down, or I might not have had back-to-back million sellers, you know what I mean?
I can't, after hearing you do Funny Face, I can't really hear George doing that, Donna. I'm sorry, but...
Well, that was one of the first songs I ever wrote. You know, I wrote 16 verses to it. So you can tell what a new writer I was. I kept trying to complicate it, and it just wouldn't complicate. So I cut it down to two verses or three.
Wow. Well, of course, you started recording in the mid-60s, but, I mean, 1972 completely changed your life with The Happiest Girl in the Whole USA, and that was another one of your great compositions. How did that song come to you, Donna?
Well, I'd had the idea of Happiest Girl in the World kind of going around in and out of my head for a few days. But then when I was sitting down to write, one day, I didn't know what I was going to write. I just started piddling around with the guitar, and suddenly I just started writing, Shine on Me Sunshine, Walk with Me World, It's Skippity-Doo-Dah Day, I'm the Happiest Girl. And then I knew it was going to be USA, not the world. So I limited my happiness to the USA. But it was an inspired song and a gift from God, and I thank God he sure knows how to make dreams come true. Because I was truly happy. Even as a little girl, I just wanted to be happy. And I always thought I should write from the heart. After I started writing, and I didn't actually start writing songs until I started teaching school and, was trying to work out my dream. But anyway, the song has been such a blessing to me, and I was so happy that it lifted people up and was accepted universally.
Not many people get what you would consider a true country classic signature song, but you've had more than one, but that certainly became that for you.
Yeah, it was, they call it my signature song, and people just, I guess that's the way they remember me, and I'm glad for that.
For sure. You know, looking over your catalog, I mean, you had so many, and you've kind of hit on this already, but songs like You Can't Be a Beacon and Superman and Do I Love You and Happiest Girl, a lot of positivity in your writing and in your singing as well. Was that important to you, Donna?
Oh, absolutely. It gave me another career because I was teaching school, and in 1972, the record we'd already put the record out, and school was about to be out, so I had to make a decision, you know, whether to turn in my resignation letter or what. So I thought, no, I've always dreamed, you know, of being a singer, and here's my opportunity. And the record was number one, so that was a good start. And I opened in Vegas with Roy Clark. I got out of school 3 days early, and I called in my kids' grades from Vegas and went on the road full time and kind of learned as I went, because I didn't really have a lot of experience. But it's been really wonderful.
No doubt. I know writing, as you mentioned, has always been so important to you. Now songwriting kind of helped lead you into another career, and that's whenever you teamed up with the folks at Blue Mountain Arts.
Yes. I've written 8 inspirational books and over 2,000 greeting cards. Writing helps me to help others, because I get letters all the time from sweet people who tell me how much my books have helped them, or how much it meant to me that they could give somebody a card that said what they wanted to say, you know. So, and also writing really helped me cope with health problems. And I think anybody with serious challenges maybe studies more to try to overcome the problems, you know. And I've tried to study the spirit, mind, and body for the since I was diagnosed with MS in 1978, and it's really enlightened me about spiritual laws, you know. And we're all human beings, but there's also a spirit of God inside us if we will get to know him, you know. So
for
anyway,
sure.
In some of the books I've written, I've shared some of the lessons I've learned. And it's been really an education.
Do you ever hear from people that maybe they buy your books or they buy your greeting cards, but they don't really know you as a country music legend?
Yeah, because, you know, everybody doesn't listen to music, or they might not have much music in their background, or may not be into country music. And I get so many thank you letters from people who, you know, love the cards and books, and it's just a joy to be able to encourage somebody who's having a hard time with something. And with the cards, I just try to say something someone might want to say to someone else, like, I prayed for you today, I thanked God for you today. I have books by those titles, too. Or just figure out different ways to say I love you and happy birthday and stuff like that. And all the books are positive and inspirational. A lot of people seem to know my background as a singer, but a few of them don't.
Wow, that's interesting.
Well, and I'll take it.
I don't blame you. Well, you brought it up, so I'll go ahead and mention it as well. You have been battling MS for a number of years.
Yes.
And so how has that affected your life and your career, Donna?
Well, you know, I continued to work the road when I could, but eventually it's not a death sentence usually. It's just it's not a joke, I can tell you that.
Sure.
It brings you, you know, a lot of misery and stuff that you have to deal with as far as body misery and discomfort. And also I think that drove me, it allowed me to, looking for answers and ways to cope with these things. I also had a double major in college. I majored in English to teach secondary, you know, in secondary school.
Sure.
Like high school. And I also majored in psychology just to figure out my own dysfunctions.
I understand.
So I think that has helped me to help others, and I get letters all the time about people who, you know, appreciated the lessons in the books and cards and all. So it's been, it's, you just, I'll tell you one thing, Trace, you have to stay busy if you, if you're dealing with body misery. You have to stay busy because it can sure just catapult you into depression easily. You've got to stay in the spirit and believe in God, I think, and, you know, try to read from the Bible. I think that that helps us spiritually, and to learn the spiritual laws, because they're right the opposite of our human laws, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And it's hard. It's really, yeah. It's really hard. You just have to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. That's hard to do.
It is. It is. Well, if anybody has done that, it's you, because I've never been around anyone that's more positive, and every time I've been around you, it just makes me feel better. I know that's weird to say, Donna, but it does. You just have a special charisma about you, and that exudes from you as well.
Well, I appreciate that.
Love to know about future plans. What does Donna Fargo plan to do in the... What is the next thing you're going to tackle?
Well, I have a Blue Mountain Arts 2023 calendar coming out in July, and the writings are from my latest book that was released last year called Everything is Possible with God. I'm very involved in working this new CD, and I hope people will continue to buy it, and my prayer is that they will feel like it's a positive musical experience. I like to write songs that are different, you know, a variety of ideas, songs you can chew on and make, you know, songs that make you think, make you feel good, or find a favorite place in your heart, so you would just want to play them over and over. You know, that's probably the dream of every songwriter. I probably played this CD more than any CD I've ever had.
Wow. Well,
I think we have enough songs, too, recorded that have not been released that we're planning to put out after this CD, but farther on down the road. I hope this CD will have staying power.
Well, I think it will. I think all of your music has, and this is certainly no exception. I've got to plug your website, because you have a wonderful website, and you can actually go to just DonnaFargo.com. It's DonnaFargo.com, and you have, of course, not only information about you, but they can buy your CDs, your books, and your... They have everything on your website. It's a great website, Donna.
Oh, thank you. And I was talking to my editor yesterday, and he wanted me to think about writing another book, so that's something I'll be thinking about. But I know you, Tracy Pidcox, and you're always busy with... I love those great newsletters. You know, that show pictures of artists, and I keep up with other artists through you. And you're just busy as a beaver with this Heart of Texas CMA,
well,
Country Opry, just to mention a few things.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Well, you're a great inspiration to all of us. And I want to mention also that a lot of the members of the Donna Fargo Fan Club are tuned in with us on knelradio.com today. And you've got such a great fan club and a great fan base. We've had people call the radio station all day to find out exactly when you were going to be on the radio today, Donna.
Wow. Well, hello, everybody. I'm so glad that you're listening. I hope I haven't fumbled too badly.
You haven't fumbled at all, and what a pleasure to catch up with you, Donna. I love you so much, and I hope everyone will get a copy of your new record. It's called All Because of You. You can go to DonnaFargo.com and get it, and request one of the good guys wherever they're playing real great country music.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tracy, for that little plug there.
Donna, I look forward to seeing you and talking to you soon, okay?
Oh, I hope so. You take care of yourself and say hi to everybody.
That's one of the finest ladies in this business, the great Donna Fargo. Here's that new single she has out. It's called One of the Good Guys.
At a time when heroes are yesterday's news and commitments just don't seem to last, he's that one in a million who'll hang in there with you in a world that gives up on you fast. He's an eternal optimist, a soft-hearted realist. Truth is
echoes the loyalty everyone needs in a friend. He's my personal hero. He helps me believe when I've lost my will to try. I hope the love he gives others returns to him double.
Donna Fargo with us tonight. Just, man, what a wonderful lady. What a wonderful lady, talented lady. And I do want to mention to you, if you get an opportunity to go to DonnaFargo.com, check out her website. But also there is a another website that you can look at, and it's called PrimaDonnaEntertainmentCorp.com. That's PrimaDonnaEntertainmentCorp.com. I know the new CD is available there, and you can find out more information about Donna by visiting either one of those websites. But Donna Fargo, still just an amazing talent in this business. Well, to kind of finish up this hour, let's play Donna's all-time biggest hit. Here's one called Happiest Girl in the Whole U.S. of A.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.